Proclamation number 7230 of 14th of December, 1958. Evaluating grace. You shall be allowed to take grace for grace out of my abundance. This is my promise, which I will also fulfill true to my words. And as long as you humans stay on earth, you will need help to reach your aim of returning to your father's house. You would be helpless and abandoned without me, for you would stand on the path without strength and light and feel unable to ascend because you would neither recognize the path nor be able to muster the strength to ascend, for the path into the Father's house only leads upwards and descends steeply, and it is difficult to travel if it should be covered without help. Help is always available to you because I love you and long for your return to me. And therefore I pour out grace upon you humans, and you need only evaluate them in order to effortlessly cover the path to ascent. I help you wherever possible, and I offer you my help without demanding anything in return from you other than just the one, to accept the help. For this is to be accomplished by your free will. You have to be willing to reach me yourselves and therefore also take my hand when it presents itself to you. And that is, making use of the gifts of grace which I bestow upon you. Every day in you I approach you with my gifts of grace. Every day you can hear my word, you can listen to it or read it, you can hear it directly from me. But it always demands your own will to hear me myself in the word. It requires an opening of ear and heart so that it can resound in you. Only then will you also evaluate the gift of grace, my word, and it will become effective in you. Through my word I now seek to bring light to you. And if the light is to shine in you, if it is to illuminate your spirit, then you must move it in your heart, think it through with your intellects and want it to bring you blessings. And again you will use the gift of grace correctly. You must continue to live out the word, that is, do what I ask of you through the word, which your heart and intellect have previously taken a stand on. Then you will not only be hearers but doers of my word, and again you will have let the gift of grace become effective, for acting in accordance with my word will always let brighter light flare up in you, the flame will spread and you will be in an abundance of grace which will make the way home to the Father's house easy for you, because every grace is help, offered to you by me myself, so that you will effortlessly cover the path to me, who longs for your return. And if I long for you, it is also quite natural that I myself do everything to win back my children, and since I do this out of love for you, my living creations, it is all grace, for it is not your merit but pure gifts of love which you receive undeservedly. Grace is a benefit which you do not have to claim because you once voluntarily turned away from me and had actually forfeited all love from me. But nevertheless I help you because my love is infinite and does not want to let you get lost. For you certainly left me voluntarily, but I will not rest until you voluntarily return to your father's house again. And I will continue to bestow blessings upon you until you also burn with love again for your God and Father of eternity. Until you also want to go to Him and know your returned home is also secured through my everlasting gifts of love, through graces without measure and number. Amen.